بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى، وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا، وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، وزدنا علما كثيرا. أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah reward you and accept from you, inshaAllah ta'ala. It's very nice for you to come to the Qiyam al-Layl, and may Allah accept from all of our du'as, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillah, the topic for tonight's short talk, inshaAllah ta'ala, informal talk that we have together every night, is on the traps of the shaitan. The traps of the shaitan. And the shaitan, he has made an oath to mislead mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us about the traps of the shaitan in the Qur'an al-Kareem, where He says, O children of Adam, let not shaitan tempt you, as he removed your parents from paradise, stripping their clothes from them. Shaitan, he was the one who misled Adam alayhi salam and Hawa from, and caused them to eat from the tree. So shaitan has been with mankind since Allah first created our father Adam alayhi salam. He has been pursuing Adam alayhi salam and all of his children from the day that Allah created our father Adam alayhi salam. And shaitan, he does this out of arrogance, because he believes he's better than Adam alayhi salam. And so he said, you created me, khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min tin. So he had the kibr and the arrogance, and due to this, the shaitan, he became an enemy to the believers. And he swears to us that he's our sincere advisor. This is the trick of the shaitan, that he will not come to a person and say, I'm the shaitan, follow me. He doesn't do that. He comes to us and says, I'm your good advisor. I'm telling you something that's good for you. You're going to be happy if you do this. You're going to feel good if you do this. This is the way the shaitan, he talks to people. He doesn't say, I'm the shaitan, I'm going to mislead you to the hellfire. He doesn't tell us that. So we have to be on guard, that the whispers of the shaitan are sweet. Shaitan, when he whispers, his whispers are very sweet. And so the shaitan, he is a great trial and a big problem, especially when the power of shaitan overwhelms a person. He deceives the hearts and minds like he's in a battle, and he causes them to become he has soldiers. Just like an army has soldiers, shaitan, he has junood. That's what Allah uses the word for his children. He calls them junood. He has armies that go and try to entrap people and try to corrupt their hearts and make them to do evil. So being aware of the shaitan's plots is the best way to save ourselves from them. Being conscious of the plots of shaitan is the best way that we can save ourselves from them. So what are the plots of the shaitan? First of all, the shaitan, his greatest goal is to make a person worship him besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to commit kufr with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he does that through a gradual process. He doesn't come and say, worship me, but he makes a person, he uses the weaknesses of mankind. He uses our desires, and he uses our greed, and he uses the evil of the nafs, and he uses those things to lead a person. He knows the weaknesses of mankind, and then he uses those to tempt him down the path of disobedience to Allah, until one disobedience leads to another, until he causes the person to commit kufr with Allah, wal-iyadu billah. That is the trap of the shaitan, the trick of the shaitan. And perhaps you heard the story, I believe it was a monk named Juraj. And there was a prince at that time, or two of the princes, they were the rulers at that time, and they left to go out in the path of Allah to defend Islam. They had a sister, and so they said, who should we leave to guard our sister? Juraj. So they left the sister, and they told Juraj, every once in a while, check up on our sister. So Juraj, he accepted reluctantly at first. I don't want to have the temptation. So then, after the brothers left, he went to check, and he would just knock the door and leave some food there. And he did this for a few days, and then after a while the shaitan came to him and said, why don't you go and at least say hello. The poor sister, nobody said hello to them. So he didn't open the door, but he knocked and said, how are you? Are you doing okay? So she said, I'm fine. And then he left. And he did this for a few days. And then after a while, Shaitan came to him and said, why don't you let her open the door so she can see a person and talk to you? And so he started doing that and talking to the girl until eventually he went inside and he fell into the zina. The zina with this sister of the ruler, the princes of that time. Then after he committed the zina, the girl became pregnant and she had a baby. And so the shaitan came to him and he said, you cannot leave this baby because when the brothers come back, they're going to know that you did it. So he went and killed the baby and buried him in a place. And then after a while, the shaitan came to him and said, how can you leave the girl alive? The secret will come out, so kill her too. So he went and killed her and buried her next to the baby. And then when the brothers came back, he said, what happened to our sister? So he said, she became sick and she died, and I buried her. So one of them, at night, he had a dream that there was a grave of a baby next to the grave of his sister, and he went and he found the grave of that baby. And then he went to that monk Juraj and he said, what happened? And so Juraj, he admitted to what happened. He said, Shaitan came to me, led me step by step until I committed all these crimes. I committed the murder. But that wasn't the greatest crime. Shaitan wasn't done with him. When he was being taken to be executed, the punishment, Shaitan came to him and said, see the situation that you're in? If you make sajda to me, I'll save you, I'll help you out. So then in the end, he made sajda to the Shaitan. And that was his ending in the world. How did it start? Just from a little whisper of the shaitan. So the shaitan, he has plots and he has plans. He uses these plots to mislead the children of Adam. Number two, if he cannot lead a person to kufr, to disbelieve in Allah, then what does he do? He cannot make a person do kufr, then, and the person still is a believer and practices, he makes him do bid'ah. He makes him do innovation. Because he wants to ruin their worship. So then he leads them down the path to doing the bid'ah, the innovations. And the shaitan, he loves bid'ah more than sin, what the ulama said. Because the sins, person, they might regret it and make tawbah. But the bid'ah, innovations, person likes it. And he thinks he's doing a good deed. He thinks he's getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by that bid'ah. So they never make tawbah. They continue on that path of bid'ah. So that's the danger of the bid'ah. So the shaitan, he leads them down that path. And so then he uses that to mislead a person. The third thing that the shaitan uses to mislead people is by playing on their shahawat and their nafs, their desires. So he knows the weaknesses of a person. And one of the purposes of Ramadan, the main purpose of Ramadan, the main goal of fasting is to weaken the desires and the evil inclinations. That's the main goal of Ramadan. If we don't achieve that, then what have we gotten out of Ramadan? As the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever doesn't leave foul speech, backbiting, lying, spreading slander, riba, then Allah has no need for that person to leave his food and drink. There's no reward for it. Because he hasn't achieve the purpose of fasting. Even some of the ulama said, his fasting is not even acceptable. Somebody who lies and slanders and backbites, his fasting won't even be acceptable. So this is also a danger. And listening to people who backbite and slander, that's also a sin. Because it takes two people to backbite. A person cannot backbite by himself. It has to be two people that are listening to each other. As the poet said, that a person cannot give food unless there's somebody who accepts it. And so this is a very grave danger for us. So we have to learn to control the nafs and the evil desires. Also, the way the shaitan, he misleads people, we'll finish with this inshaAllah ta'ala, is that he leads them to extremism in the religion. Right, Muhammad? What's the hadith on that? Yes, jazakallah khairan, Allah reward you. Very important hadith is that the people who exaggerate in the religion will be destroyed. And the Prophet said it three times. Halak al-mutanatti'un, halak al-mutanatti'un, halak al-mutanatti'un. The people who go to extremes will be destroyed. He said it three times. Right? So either he makes them overbearing in the religion, going to extremism, right, and doing exaggeration in religion, making them have waswas. Oh, I didn't wash enough, I have to make another wudu. Maybe in the prayer he makes them keep saying takbir and praying over and over. Did I miss a sajda? Oh, I gotta pray again. This is a kind of extremism. Or he makes them go to the other extreme where they become lax and they leave the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are some of the machinations and the traps of the shaitan. He leads you down the path of kufr, or he leads you down the path, leads one of us, any of us, down the path of innovations, or he leads us down the path of extremism and worship. So may Allah save us from his plots and plans. May Allah, inshallah, save all the Muslims from that, inshallah ta'ala. Except from all of you, jazakallah khairan.